Immigration Impasse. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. Both sides in the immigration debate say they want those 700,000 DACA immigrants who were brought here as children without documents to be able to stay, because 70% are in college, 90% have jobs, and they add $460 billion to the economy. But the president is now saying that for him to sign any such deal, Congress would have to approve the full $20 billion for the border wall, to which Democrats say, no way.
The president is insisting on something that is physically, legally impossible.
But the Secretary of Homeland Security says without a wall, you'll just have more DACA kids sneaking in. Which leads me to think that even though both sides say they want a deal, maybe they really don't. Think about it. If Democrats just let the president go ahead and start deporting all those students and doctors, it generates countless videos of families being ripped apart.
Jorge Garcia hugged his family before ICE agents took him to his plane,
making Trump look heartless just in time for the 2018 election. But those same videos would also send a strong message to would-be border crossers that America's going to kick you out no matter how deserving you may be. And if illegal border crossings take a sudden drop, the president can look the mainstream media straight in the eye and say, told you so, also in time for the 2018 election. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.